And I think a text that really speaks to this, how God wants to not publicly do it, but just very quietly behind the scenes, is how maybe you heard in the language of Zinzendorf tonight, or maybe you heard it in that text, the second text tonight, where it says it was nailed to the cross. See, I believe on the cross, Jesus dealt quietly with those lists of deficiencies and weaknesses and sins that we have. Because on the cross, Jesus said in Luke 23, "Father, forgive them, for they know not," how does it go? "For they know not what they do." Who is Jesus talking to? "For they know not what they do." It's kind of weird, isn't it, in Luke 23? Was he talking about the criminals right next to him? Not really, I don't think. Was he talking about maybe Pontius Pilate? Earlier in the chapter, he was talking about Pontius Pilate and Herod. Was he talking about those two? I don't think so. Was he talking about the soldiers who were down below the cross? I don't think so either, even though they were making fun of him. Was Jesus talking about forgiveness for the crowd that just earlier in the chapter had been shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him"? Was he talking about his best friend, Peter, that had betrayed him? Was he talking about Judas, who had betrayed him? Was Jesus talking about the followers that would come and follow him for all time? Was he talking about you? Was he talking about me? Was he talking about our lists? I think he was talking about everything. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And you remember how sweet it was, Janie, when you got that phone call from your realtor and said, "Hey, they're going to accept the house as is." And then you probably questioned it and said, "You mean they're going to take the roof with the flaw that's just like that?" And then you said, "Wait, the dishwasher, it's messed up. You mean they're going to take it like that?" And the realtor says, "Yep." Whew, what a feeling. When he says, "Forgive them for what they do," you see, that's what Jesus is saying. The sins are in the past. That list, it just doesn't exist. It's like it never even was created. And we can move forward into the future. But that's not all that's there. Jesus says, "Forgive us our sins." But you see, Jesus wants us to do that very thing for other people. "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." Have you ever wanted to put a list together of someone's weaknesses and deficiencies and sins? Does that sound fun? You got a smile on your face, Ruth, tonight. that time that they hurt our feelings, that time when she said she'd do something and she never did, that time that he promised to be there and he never was, the promise he promised to call and never did. And you know, in those moments, what we like to do, this is what our society's doing, they like to post the weakness onto social media for everyone to see. You see, that's not God's way. We like to embellish the weaknesses in the list that someone has. See, what Jesus is asking is that we quietly deal with it behind the scenes. And we forgive their sins. That way, they are set free from the past. That way, they are able to move on as if the list never even existed, and they can move forward in their lives. So Jesus' hexagon prayer, I just want to bring this up again tonight. I want to challenge our congregation to memorize this, because that'll be important for you, because after Easter, this is all that's going to appear in the bulletin for the prayers. We're not going to write them out. We're just going to have this symbol here. And I'm going to personally pray through the hexagon and just in a way model how to pray this prayer. So on the top of it is the Father's character. In other words, our Father. He's a good Father. He has good plans for us. We talked about that early on in Lent. Then on the side, we have Father's kingdom, which is "Thy will be done, Thy kingdom come." God's got a plan. We want to be a part of it. Lord, you're up to something today. I want to be there. I want to be a part of it, is what we're praying when we pray that prayer. Then on the side, Father's providing. That was "Give us this day our daily bread." I'm going to skip the bottom one. That's what we're talking about tonight, Father's forgiveness. Then we have Father's guidance. This is a preview for Maundy Thursday. We're going to talk about that. And then finally, Good Friday, Father's protection. We'll make mention of that. You know what? If each of these sides of the hexagon speak to God's love for us, But there is one part of this hexagon that really covers the depth of how much God loves us. And that's the bottom one tonight. Father's forgiveness. How do we know that he deeply loves us? Well, we know because he had that list of deficiencies and weaknesses. And he loved us to a point even deeper and greater than that list by offering his son Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. You are deeply, deeply loved. And so we pray that prayer. Father, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Amen. We're going to continue in our worship service with prayers, the Annunciation, as it is found in our bulletin, our worship folder on page 7. You are invited to rise as you are able, as you desire, for our prayers.